Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You know, I talked about how, you know, I'm in the thick of it. I have a daughter who's a sophomore in college and a son who's a senior in high school applying to colleges. And it's really annoying and difficult to figure out how to get help paying for it and what kind of help you should get and what should be the balance between leveraging your personal finances with taking loans out and how much should fall on your children. But the key is, like, how much help can you actually get? And this is sort of stock and trade for Jack Wallace, who deals with lender relations and government relations. Jack, good morning. How are you?
Brian, great to be with you and your listeners this morning.
So I guess the starting point is, you know, what kind of help can people get? And is it all dependent on, you know, your income?
The answer is people can get a lot of help. 85% of the people that fill out the FAFSA form that you did for your daughter get financial aid. And most people make the mistake that they think is based upon income. And we need to remember that not only does the federal government determine financial aid and federal student loans based upon the FAFSA, but so does the state of Connecticut, and so do the colleges and universities that the kids go to.
But you're mainly talking about how much money you'll be allowed to take out in loans, correct?
No, this is grants, which you don't have to pay back. This is scholarship money that you don't have to pay back. So it's not just federal student loans. And remember, in this day and age of the cost, and you got a lot of expensive schools and some good relative value schools up there in Connecticut, that, you know, time is money for you guys that earn it. And the cost of a higher education, we need to be educated consumers now. It's not about just what school your kid gets into, but what school can the kid afford to attend given the family's finances.
You know, we're talking with Jack Wallace here on Brian & Company. And the thing is that, you know, remember there were all these glitches with it like a year ago. Is the system rolled out well this year? And like, what sort of things, how difficult is it to actually do the forms needed?
Well, the good news is you're right. For the last 2 years, when they created a new form, it was an unmitigated disaster. And you probably experienced that with your oldest kid. Now they open for business not only on time, but they've been open for business now for over a month. And so even in spite of the federal government shutdown, things are being processed and things are being done on time. And so things are working and being processed in a timely manner. And remember, this money is first come, first serve in the world of financial aid. So as soon as the people hear your segment, and your homework assignment for me is to fill it out for your son, because that bucket of money, you know, even though you have until June of 2026 to fill it out, that money is not going to last that long because of the amount of people that want financial aid. Now, Connecticut's done very well. You know, like your basketball teams up there, mm-hmm. You ranked in the top 10 last year with over 61.5% of the high school seniors filling it out. But we want to get into the final four. So we want to issue a challenge to your listeners to get on there and to fill it out. And remember that the kids got to fill it out, as well as the parent or the guardian, whoever provides the most amount of financial aid for the student. And that's important. So both have got to set up an account before you can actually fill out the form. And you need to go to studentaid.gov to get that process going.
Is it pretty straightforward? Do people need to have, what sort of information do they need to have at their disposal?
It's a lot easier than it was when my kids went to college. We used, you know, now we have less than about 40 questions compared to over 100 questions that we had prior to 2 years ago when they changed the form. For some people, it only takes 10 or 15 minutes now. to fill it out. And one of the most important things that is easier to do now than ever before and was an issue for not completing the form was that the parent or guardian can check a box and have their financial information, the family financial information, sent to the Department of Education for the FAFSA completion process by the IRS or by Treasury so that, you know, you don't have to share this information with the kid, with the high school student.
Does AI read it? Like, who looks at the stuff? It's got to be somehow automated in terms of how it parses through it, right?
Yeah, it's you know, I don't know how far along the AI process is, particularly given the shutdown right now at the Department of Education. Although the people that work on the financial aid stuff at the department are deemed essential employees. So they're working while the rest of the crowd is on furlough. So it's, you know, done, you know, electronically, but also there's the human involvement to the extent that it's necessary.
My last question for Jack Wallace, who's an expert in lender relations and government relations. What's the name of the company, too? I didn't want to mispronounce it.
Oh, our company is YRefi, and we're in Phoenix, Arizona. We work with people that have private loans that have run into trouble, but I've been doing this for 43 years, Brian, so I've lived through the good, the bad, and the ugly of both financing higher education for my own kids as well as what the parents and students go through these days, although it's a lot easier.
Well, I was going to say, any tips that, you know, things you got to make sure you have or say or do, or like, is there anything that, like, inside info on what could be helpful?
Just fill out the application as soon as they hear your segment and don't think that there's an excuse that you're not going to get it.
Okay.
If you don't try, you're not going to get it. And the other thing, look, you know, with the cost of the high priced schools these days, you know, if you've got great public institutions up there in Connecticut. So if you might want to add a public institution if you're looking at some of the private places. If your kid doesn't know what they want to do for college, maybe you go to a community college for a couple of years and then transfer to a 4-year institution. But we got to be educated consumers, as I said earlier, about picking our schools, which now you can with a new form you can add up to 20 schools to figure out where your information goes to.
Yeah, man, the stuff is so daunting for so many people. Hey, Jack, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Good luck to your listeners.
All right, thank you. Jack Wallace, YRefi, on the FAFSA. It's overwhelming.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.